This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 272 for Wednesday, May 23rd, 2018. This is Brian. And
this is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
Welcome back.
I leave for 1 week.
We get rebellious and rowdy.
Oh, my heavens.
Take over. Eric did a really good job.
Yeah, he did
so
good.
So I think he should just do it instead of me.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, crap. What?
What do you call...
I have no idea.
A grumpy pest control person.
A grumpy pest control person.
Yep. Grumpy pest control person.
I don't know.
Buzzkill.
That's funny. Yeah. That's actually funny.
Mark it
oh
down.
Oh, my God. The first one.
In history. There ought to be, like, streamers going, oof.
I bet Allie can make some kind
she
of
can
like,
do something.
Like on Facebook, yes. They know
yeah,
when you wish
you know,
people happy birthdays, like, woo, yeah.
There we go. All right.
Wow, the first one in how many
months? That's a long time.
Months?
Buzzkill.
Buzzkill.
Anyway.
It's all going to go downhill from here,
it's
I can
awesome.
Tell. It's really bright in here. I think I'm wearing shades next week.
New and exciting products this week.
Speaking of bright.
Just my own segue.
Okay.
Lamy Safari All Black.
It's not bright.
Well, it's not, but this yep. year's special edition Safari. There it is.
We did get to see these when we were down in Chicago. The distributor came to see us.
They look different in person than they did when we saw them.
These are different than the Safari Shiny Black, and they are different from the charcoal.
Yep. Yeah, these are really, really dark and
compared
stealthy. Yep.
To the charcoal, you can definitely see yep. a difference. We should have had one up here to compare.
What happened to the picture?
Okay, there you go.
I actually like the ballpoint. The ballpoint looks really cool.
That's the charcoal.
Oh, there's a charcoal here. Here we go.
Look at that.
Yeah, it looks,
look at you. I just need to look.
Black.
I have to say I'm a little disappointed because they do such a, Lamy does such a great job with their limiteds most of the time. Enough with the neon already, Lamy. But the dark lilac was gorgeous. The
yep.
petrol was a great color.
Yeah, petrol was great last year. Yep.
So what is it that they're missing with this? I don't know.
Well,
ink.
Yeah. Well,
there's no really awesome.
This
color
still has.
Ink
this still has. You
it's
know,
black.
The pen's cool though. It's got.
It is.
It's got that texture to it.
You know,
so it's not just a plain.
I have to tell you, I'm into ballpoints
I
right
like
now.
I like the ballpoint. The ballpoint.
I do. I like
nice.
The ballpoint.
Yeah. So ballpoint, rollerball, fountain pen.
I got my Visconti ballpoint.
You
I kind of like the Lamy ballpoints. I think. This could be a problem.
Yeah, these are cool. So we're going to segue right into that. We've got a good selection now. We're starting to carry the ballpoint. Are you done?
No. Come on. They're clicky.
They are cool,
fun.
But I'm trying to talk here.
Well, maybe that's your first problem.
Right. These are cool. But the ballpoints and rollerballs, actually, there was a price decrease on them, which is pretty cool. It makes
yes.
them super affordable. They're nearly bomb-proof.
And they're clicky.
The ballpoints are clicky. They got that little rubber thing.
You know, it's a nice design. It's a good size. There is a bit of the Lamy triangular grip at the end, so you hold it properly in the right spot. You've got that awesome paperclip clip.
The paperclip clip?
Paperclip
clip. Say that 10 times fast.
Paperclip clip, paperclip clip. No. It's a nice.
Yeah, it's a cool pen.
Enough with the click,
yeah.
But it has a nice
it's
feel.
Different.
You can tell when you depress it and
mm-hmm.
let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are a couple ballpoints we have where it's like, did I?
You're not sure. Yeah.
Is it all the way down? Is it engaged?
No, these are cool. And the All Stars have they have that transparent section just like the fountain pens do.
I like them plain.
You know, really nice. Just inexpensive. Easy to throw in. It's a good backup if nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's got the click.
And they're reasonably inexpensive. Clicky. You're going to mix these up. There you go.
Well, it's not my job to keep them straight.
Also available, all black and ballpoints and rollerballs also available in our Chicago location.
Yes. So go see the gang. Make them work.
Right.
No, they're actually doing really well down there.
Yep.
They're working hard. But
you know,
yeah, go in and say hi.
The other thing we should point out is I have heard people take the rollerball barrel.
Okay.
And they take that barrel off and they put the fountain pen section on, and you can, if you put a little silicone grease, maybe an O-ring on there, you can make an eyedropper.
Oh.
I've never tried it, but I've heard it can be done. Because on the fountain pen, obviously, you have that hole, so
right.
You can't make an eyedropper. But this is a solid barrel. And
maybe.
So, anyway.
All right. Let's play with that afterwards.
Faber-Castell loom. So this year, Faber-Castell discontinued a bunch of looms, metallics,
all the metallic colors. So the metallic blue, the metallic purple, the
violets,
metallic orange,
yep, orange,
and they're keeping the silver?
No, I think they got rid of that
okay.
too.
Okay, so all the metallics are gone. And then in the shiny, the piano, they got rid of all of the colors except the white and the black, which personally, I think is a mistake. I liked the metallic better
the
because
metallics
it wasn't.
Metallics were nice. Yep.
I like the metallic body better, but they
the
came.
The new ones are nice. So
they have the
gunmetal first.
Yes,
they came out
the gunmetal,
which is
and
which
those
is
are
good.
Staying.
Yep.
And then there are these, the new colors, metallic, light blue.
Yep.
Olive green.
I like the olive green.
I like the light blue. I wish it was. It's lighter than the metallic blue.
That's because it's a light blue.
I know,
it's not
but
a
it's
dark blue.
It's similar. Like if you're going to do it differently. It's not that much different.
It's significantly different.
The olive green and
the gray.
Gray.
On the piano, basically on the piano platform,
so
shiny
these are
barrel.
Metallic light blue, metallic olive green, but these are the piano.
Yeah, piano. Yep.
The piano
yes.
metallic.
Yes.
Got it.
Fountain pen, rollerball, ballpoint.
The olive green is kind of cool.
Yellow green is nice, yeah.
Yellow it's green nice. Metallic piano.
Yeah. What did you?
There's rum in my Coke.
I'm
kidding.
Nice new colors finally. At least is a decent replacement for some of the metallics.
Yes, and I like that it's an option in addition to the gunmetal. I like a lighter, brighter.
Pen. Good options. Those are coming soon. They're available in Chicago right
yes.
now, but they're arriving soon for a website and Appleton store.
Awesome.
Other news.
Nice to have you back.
Yes, I've been gone.
Brian and Dave were
and
gone.
I wrangled Dave and threw him in the car.
So
and
the problem with that was I had to work in the store, and I don't do much of that anymore, so it was really a humbling experience. Didn't like it.
Well, it's good for you.
I don't like it.
It's good for you.
I don't like being humbled. But it was good. We have the new point of sale, so I actually rang up a sale or two on that, so I'm feeling accomplished.
There you go.
But where
I was
did you
gone.
Go?
I went with Dave. We went to the Nashua Pen Spa in Nashua, New Hampshire.
Did you get mani pedis?
No, we didn't get mani pedis. My pens, however, did get some adjustments. Basically, the I hate to say an annual because it's not really annual, but Richard Binder gives every year Master Nib Workshop. And so for 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you go, you learn how to do his binderizing technique, polishing, smoothing, straightening nibs, and then 2 intense days of grinding. So you get into stubs, cursive italics, obliques, architect, his italifine grind, and some other stuff. And so we sat there and we ground nibs for 2 days, straightened for and polished for a third, and had a good time.
Good.
So
and
learned
Dave,
a lot. Yep.
You and Dave drove out, took 2 days to drive out,
yep.
2 days to drive back.
Stopped at the Chicago store on the way back.
Yes. So Dave could see that.
Dave could see the store.
And they could meet Dave.
Yep.
Friday night on your way back, you stopped at my mom's.
Yep. Said hi to your mom.
Yep. And picked up 2 rugs for me. I am shocked at how much you can
you
fit in the trunk of the Corvette.
You can fit a lot in the back of a Vette, so. I told you could.
Who listens? But, you know. 2 big braided rag rugs that my grandmother had made, and my mom is working on downsizing. So I opted to take them. She knows that anything from Graham is a weak point
right.
with me. So as she continues to declutter, that may be a problem.
One was about 5 feet.
5 by 8.
One was 5 by 8, and one was about 5 feet in diameter. So
I'm impressed at how well you got those in the car.
I got them in.
So I'm excited.
That was good. We got back yesterday
mm-hmm.
afternoon. Relaxed up here we are in the office today. So,
you know, it was really quiet while you were gone. I had the office to myself. I got here early every day. I stayed late every day. Eric and I went to IKEA on Saturday. That was exhausting. I'd never been. Wow. And it was good.
So, and then I should say this is my second time at Richard's.
Yes, this is your second time. You went 2 years ago, and you went with David and Janet Wright last time as well.
David and Janet Wright, yeah.
Good friends of ours, great people. I think it was a really good group for the four of you, especially since three of you had already done this and Dave was new.
Yeah, it was nice to do 201, as it were, get back in and do it. And everything really sank in a lot more this time. So
Good.
But anyway. Next week, Raleigh Penn Show coming up next week already.
Already.
And that's going to be good. That kind of kicks off the summer almost, the summer Penn Show season.
And what's the problem with that? There used to not be a Penn Show season in the summer, and now we've got.
Well, now we got St. Louis. Is
I know. That's going to be
the
awesome.
Last one. That'll be good. So
it's for your birthday. They arranged a Penn Show for your birthday.
I mean, I get a pen on my birthday.
You get a cake.
I get a, whatever. Raleigh Penn Show next week. Auction, couple days of show. It's going to be good. It's always a good show. It's run by Terry Mayhorter and family, and good smaller size show.
Yep. Friday afternoon, Saturday and Sunday. The weather should be good.
Should be nice. Yeah.
Should have no travel drama. It's really a. A low-key kind of show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Very friendly. Definitely, if you're in the area, make it out. It's a good time.
What else?
Right after that, our next Chicago event.
Yes.
At the Chicago store, June 8th and 9th, Retro 51, with Jennifer Summers. She's our retro rep. And that's going to be fun. We're going to do Friday noon to 5 on the 8th and Saturday 10 to 3.
Yep.
And so we're going to have fountain pen testers. So Retro's got some fountain pens and they have different nibs. So we're going to have those out there.
They're decent little writers.
Yep.
I think that they are underrated. I think they're underrated and overlooked. How's that?
Yeah, there's some nice colors, especially last year when they came out with the new,
peacock. Yep, and the orange.
The black cherry and some of those other colors. And this week, Retro announced a whole new group of their summer lineup, as it were. So we're hoping to have that.
They're licensing Kiss pens. And something from the Smithsonian, and they've added a few things to a couple other different categories.
P51 Mustang, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have all that new stuff. Hopefully, that should make it in time for the Chicago event. But it'll be June 8th and 9th.
There will be giveaways. There'll be T-shirts.
We got T-shirts. Yep.
And notebooks to give away. And who knows what else?
Yeah. We'll have a good time. So again, that's Friday the 8th, noon to 5, and Saturday the 9th. 10 to 3, so be a good time. And then we're going to have events every weekend for the next 3 weeks after, the 2 weeks after that.
Yes, Retro, Sailor, Pilot, and David Oscarson.
Pilot and David Oscarson,
and then we do St. Louis.
Yep.
And then Yaffa, which is Conklin and...
Pniter
and Monteverdi and Stipula and all that. So just back to back busy.
We'll keep you updated every week as we're chalking through them, so...
And then Platinum is in August.
Okay, good. I can't wait for that one. That one's
in between
be
the D.C. And the San Francisco show.
Okay.
So that should be good. And I'm not sure who's going to go from Platinum. I think they're fighting over John Carroll and Bryce. Who's going to go?
Any way you play it, that's good.
So, yeah.
It's going to be fun. Anything else you want to talk about real quick? We're pretty much...
I don't think so. We're just trying to get used to being back home. And
that was the one that was gone.
But, I mean, we were gone for quite a while. I'm used to you being back home. I'm trying to get used to that again. I had the bed to myself. I had the coffee pot to myself. Yeah.
So
here
all
right.
Well.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
and whatever else we
and
talk
whatever
about.
Whatever else we have to talk about. So.
Follow our blog for news, interviews, Chicago Pen events, and all other fun stuff. And follow us on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.